Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Ches. We are holding on the bottom of daf Samach Zayin and Beis, at the very bottom of daf Samach Zayin and Beis. We're in the middle of discussing the source that we know that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Arayos. So we suggested yesterday two possibilities. The first possibility was that we learned from Achos Isha, that Memetzinu from Achos Isha, that if there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by one's wife's sister, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by any of the other Arayos. Then the Gemara pointed out that you can't really learn directly from Achos Isha, because not all the Arayos can be learned from Achos Isha. Eishas Ish and Eishas Ach are unique enough that they can't be learned directly with a Memetzinu. So the Gemara suggests instead it's a Hekish that we learn from Achos Isha. And today we're going to have a third suggestion, that it's going to be a Kalvachomer that we learn from Yevama, how we know that there's no Tfis Kiddushin by Arayos. So then the Gemara is going to show how different Tanayim apply the Drasha, that even someone who's Snua B'Nisueha, who is married in a forbidden relationship, would still have Tfisas Kiddushin. So what does that mean? What kind of forbidden relationship? Chayavei Lavin, Chayavei Asei? What kinds of Chayavei Lavin and Chayavei Asei? Then the Gemara is going to start to bring the sources that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, and that the Vlad is going to be Miuchas after the woman when you marry a Gaya or a Shivcha. When one sleeps with a Gaya or a Shivcha, that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, and that the Vlad is Miuchas Achareha. Then the Gemara's got on Amud Beis is going to tell us that the status of Ben Bitcha may Ovid Kochavim, that if one's daughter who's Jewish marries an Ovid Kochavim and they have a son, what the status is of that son. And the Gemara is then going to bring the source that Vlada Kamoha, even by a non-Jewish woman, not from the Zayinumos, meaning we're trying to show that when one sleeps with a non-Jew, that the child is Miuchas Achareha. Yeah, but the pasuk that we quote seems to be only talking about the seven nations that inhabited Israel, Eretz Yisrael, when we came in. So how do I know that it's true of all Gayim? So that's going to be the last limud on the pages, the last full daf of the third parak. But let's begin. I think we left off at Ihachi, but we might as well go back a couple of lines to Ella Amar Rabbi Yona. So again, we're trying to show how we know that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Arayos. So now the Gemara suggests Ella Amar Rabbi Yona Vitim Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua Amar Kra Kala Shayasim Yikala Toeva Se'ela V'Nichrasu, where we link all the Arayos with each other. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us that Kala Toevos, that V'Nichrasu, all of the Toevos are in some way comparable to each other. Hukshu kala arayos kulam lachos isha. What the Torah is doing is it's making a hekesh between achos isha, for which we had a pasuk that taught us that there's no tfisas kiddushin, to all the other arayos. Ma achos isha lo tafsi ba kiddushin, av kala arayos kulam lo tafsi ba kiddushin. Just like there's no kiddushin by achos isha, by all arayos there's no tfisas kiddushin. Frak the Gemara, and this is a key line. I hachi afilu nida nami. If there's no tfisas kiddushin by Arayos, then there should be no Tfisas Kiddushin on a Nida. Alamam Rabbi, kol modim bala Nida v'alasota she'ena v'lad mamzer. Why is it that when someone is bala Nida, the child is not a mamzer, and we seem to be equating e Tfisas Kiddushin with a v'lad mamzer, meaning what the question started out as a Tfisas Kiddushin issue. That if you're going to tell me there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Arayos, there should be no Tfisas Kiddushin by a Nida. So how come the child's not a mamzer if there's no Tfisas Kiddushin? So answers the Gemara, it's a special Xeris HaKasov. Amar Chizkiya Amar Kra Vatihini Dasa Alav. We darshan from that pasuk, Afilu Bishas Nidasa Teheba Havaya. The fact that it says Vatihi teaches us that even when she is a Nida, there is still Havaya. Havaya is a Lashon of Kiddushin. So we see that there is Tfisas Kiddushin by a Nida. Now when the Gemara suggests Afilu Nida Nami, that if there's no Kiddushin by Arayos, that Nida shouldn't have Tfisas Kiddushin either, sounds like a Nida is a Arayos, that a Nida is an Erva. Now the Behuda in Madura Kamev, Nezer Simen Nun Hei, quotes Tosos and Gittin and Dav Bezam and Bez, where Tosos says, why do I need a special Nida, a special Limud rather, that a Nida is able to count V'Safra La Liatzma, that she's able to count her Shiva Nekiyim on her own? Well, Nida just 7 days on her own, Amidah Raisa doesn't need Shiva Nekiyim for a Nida, only Zav Gedola. How do I know V'Safra La, but by Zav Gedola, that she's allowed to count her Shiva Nekiyim on her own? I ate Echanem B'Surim, so why should I need a Drusha to tell me that she's allowed to count on her own and is believed to do the count on her own, even when it's Huchsak Isser, we still say Erech Nem Bisurin. So Tosa says without the pasuk, we would have said that you need dafka two people, like all other davar shebierva. So you see from that Tosfos that nidah is a davar shebierva, that lemaskana nidah is not a davar shebierva. Meaning we would have thought nidah is a davar shebierva, and therefore you need two edim. So comes along the pasuk and tells us, no, edach and bisurin, you don't need two edim. Nidah can count for herself. Why? Presumably because it's not a davar shebierva. She's not considered erva. Now the Sefer Yashar Rabbeinu Tam says, what about our sugya? From our sugya, he says it could be medayik the opposite. It meaning, it doesn't sound from our sugya that nida is an erva. He says no. From our sugya, it could be medayik the opposite, that nida is not an erva, because when the Gemara had its first limud, that we learned from Achos Isha with the Mematzinu, that Achos Isha, just like she's an erva and chayvels dona kares and shigasa chatos, and there's no tefisas kiddushin, so too every erva that's dona kares and shigasa chatos, there's no tefisas kiddushin. At that point, the Gemara didn't ask, what about a Nida? It's only when the Gemara shifted from a Mematzinu, where we made that whole equation, that it's a Erva, and Zdonakare, Shigasa, only once we shifted away from that, and we said, no, it's a Hekish, all our Rayos are the same, only then we asked from Nida. Why didn't it ask from Nida right away at the beginning? So says Rabbi Natam and Sefer HaYashar, we didn't ask from Nida at the beginning because it's not Erva, it would not have fit into that original Drasha. The original Drasha said we learn a Mematzinu from Achos Isha, and the Mematzinu said anything that's Erva, but Nida, in fact, is not Erva. The Rambam, in Yisur Mizbeach, Perek Dal, after he writes the din, that an Esnan Zona is not able to be used as a Karban on the Mizbeach, that which is paid to a Zona for her services cannot be used as a Karban, says Dafka if she's Asura Alav. But a Pnuya, there's no Isra of Esnan Zona, and then the Rambam says that Esnan Shal Ishto Nida is also not asur lemizbeach, that an esnan that one pays to his wife who's a nida is also not asur lemizbeach, even though afal pi shehi erva, even though she is an erva. So the Rambam sounds like nida is an erva. Yosef Engel and Asra and Daraisa brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin Dav Vavim Beis, where the Gemara says that anyone is matelemi yiser b'sof beiso sof hu bali de sholosh averos, that if a person doesn't behave properly in his house and he causes his wife to be terrified of him, it's going to lead him to the big three averos, and one of them is giloy arayos. And Rashi says, how's it going to lead to giloy arayos? Because it might be freezing outside and she has to go to the mikveh in the freezing cold, and she's going to be afraid of frostbite or dying, and she's going to be afraid to tell her husband that she didn't go. So she's going to lie to her husband and say that she did go, and she's really going to be a nida. So that's how it's bali day gilei arayos. Says Rav Yosef Engel, you see very clearly from there that nida is arayos. So this whole debate, is nida arayos, is nida not arayos? So the reason that nida would not be called arayos, meaning why wouldn't it be, Rabbeinu Tam explains in Sefer HaYashar, is because Nida's Tluya B'yamin. There are some days that she is a Nida, some days that she's not a Nida. Arayos in general don't have on days and off days. The fact that a Nida sometimes is and sometimes isn't tells us that maybe it's not Arayos. Now the Behuda in that same tshuva says Nida's also different because she's Niteras Al Yidei Tvila. There's a Maisa that she could do to become Tahora. So the Dinim are different than all other Arayos. There's Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad's not a Mamzer. So that would be why it would not be called Erva. But Lamay Nafkamina, whether Nida's called Arayos or it's not called Arayos, what difference does it make anyway? So there are two basic Nafkaminas that the Rishonim talk about. The Ritva and Psachim Chafei quotes from the Ra'a that by Nida, there's a din of Yaharig Val Yavar, just like all other Arayos. However, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Sadivav doesn't sound that way. It says that anyone that there's Tfisas Kiddushin, we don't have a din of Yaharig Val Yavar on them. So L'chora, according to the Chinuch, Nida's not Yaharig Val Yavar. L'chora, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether Nida's Arayos or not. If it's Arayos, it's Yaharig Val Yavar. If it's not Arayos, it's not Yaharig Val Yavar. Minchas Chinuch says that what Chinuch is only talking about Chayav Lavin, but Nida's Chayav Krisos, and therefore even the Chinuch would say that it's Yaharig Val Yavar. Beis Yosef even goes so far in Simon Kuvzadiyeh in Yerodeah, in the Simon of Arachakos, that if you hold like the Rambam in the 21st part of Yisur Biya, that Negiya Be'erva is an Isser Min HaTorah, is an Isser Daraisa, that maybe if a husband, if a wife is sick and she's a Nida, and the husband has to take her blood pressure or something, maybe that's Yaharig Val Yavar, that maybe you'd have to die rather than do that. So that would be one nafkamina. Second nafkamina would be if someone is rodef achar nida leboala, someone is chasing a nida to be boal her, is it nita natsila benafsho? Are you allowed to kill the guy who's going to be boal? Normally when someone is going to do arayos, you're allowed to kill the person who's going to do the arayos. So that is the second nafkamina. Now the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, the Ramban, Ritva, Tosfos, Tosa Rush, they all raise the question, what's the raya over here that, as we pointed out before, we said, how could you say that Nida has Tfisas Kiddushin, we see by Nida ain a Vlad Mamzer. Maybe the Vlad is not a Mamzer, but there's still no Tfisas Kiddushin. How do we know that those two things are related to each other? And you can't just say that they're automatically connected, because then why do I need a Limud that by Chayavi Krisos the Vlad is a Mamzer? We already know that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. And furthermore, by a Goy and Ever Abal Bas Yisrael, even though there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, the Vlad is Kasher. So they don't even always go along with each other. Not every time that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin is the Vlad necessarily a Mamzer. Plus, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no Mamzer Mechayavi Krisus, only from Chayav Misa Beis Din. But certainly there's no Tfisas Kiddushin Mechayavi Krisus. So you see, they don't necessarily always go hand in hand. So that's what the Rishonim say, that we don't know Misvara, that they're connected to each other, but since the Mishnah puts them all together, Kol Makom She'in Kiddushin Tovsim HaVlad Mamzer, so the source of the Mishnah is that there's a pasuk that the Vlad is a Mamzer, and a pasuk that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So that's why that's what brings us to put them together in the first place. Okay, so Vayter in the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, so we know that there is Tfisas Kiddushin by Anida from Gzeres HaKasev. So fact the Gemara on the fourth line, Michti Ikala Akusha Lenida Vi Ikala Akusha La Achos Isha. Well, we could take all other, we know two things. We know that by Achos Isha, by your wife's sister, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. We know by Nida, there is Tfisas Kiddushin. What about all the other arayos? So we had said, oh, we'll learn all the other arayos from Achos Isha. Well, frankly, Gemara, we make a hekesh of arayos to each other. How do I know that we're linking all the other arayos to Achos Isha to tell me that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin? Maybe we're linking all the other arayos to Nida to tell me that there is Tfisas Kiddushin. My chaz is the machshus l'Achos Isha, actually Nida. Instead of making the hekesh to Achos Isha to tell me that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by all arayos, make the hekesh to Nida to tell me that there is Tfisas Kiddushin by all arayos. Answer Gemara Kula v'chumra, l'chumra makshinan. Whenever you have a Kula and a Chumra, you have a way to go l'Kula, a way to go l'Chumra, we always make the Hekish l'Chumra. So the Rishonim asks the question, what do you mean? Why is this a Chumra? Meaning we're saying we go l'Chumra that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. Why is that a Chumra? If there is Tfisas Kiddushin, she's Asura l'Kala Olam. She's Asura to the whole rest of the world. If there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, she's Muteras l'Kala Olam. So how does that translate into a chumra? So that's the kasha of Taisus and the Rashba, the Shitul and Adilmi. They all ask this kasha. So they suggest, all the Rishonim suggest, that since the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin generates mamzerus, it means the child is going to be a mamzer, that has to be the chumra. The fact that the child is going to be a mamzer. So that's Masi Yosef on the Taisus raises the question, why does the Taisus prefer the chumra of mamzerus over the chumra that she's ushered to the whole rest of the world? So he says, no, if the chumra is mamzerus, that's a chumra that comes as a result of the chumra iser. But lack of tfisas kiddushin is not a chumra per se. It's asur l'kol ha'olam. She would be asur l'kol ha'olam because she's mekudeshes, but not because of any chumra in her status. So Tosfos raises the question that works according to Rabbi Kiva that the vlad is a mamzer, but according to Rabbi Shua that there's no mamzer from chayav ikrisos. Only chayav misos have a mamzer. So still, what's the chumra? Meaning it's still not a chumra because there's no mamzerus. So Tosfos suggests that even Rabbi Shua the vlad would at least be pogum if there was but if there's no tfis kiddushin, but if it was tovsim ba kiddushin, the vlad wouldn't be pogum. So having any status of the child be affected by it in a negative way would be considered the chumra. The Ramban has a different approach. Ramban says when the Gemara says the chumra, it means the chumra iser, that since you see that all arayos are chamuros, the Torah says that there's no tfis kiddushin, So by any, we understand that as long as, when the Isser is more Chamer, there's more of a Svara not to have Tfisas Kiddushin. So if we want to be Makish to a more Chamer Dike Isser, we should be Makish to where there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, which is Achos Isha, as opposed to a Nida where there is Tfisas Kiddushin. Meaning, lack of Tfisas Kiddushin is a reflection of an Isser Chamer. So you want to know which one to make the Hekish to, make it to the Isser Chamer. Not that it's necessarily going to be a Chumra on these Arayos, that the way her din is going to come out is going to be l'chumra, but that we make a hekish toward the isser that's more chamur. That's how the Ramban suggests. Now there is a comment that the Prima Gadim has that all the Acharim attack, but it's worthy of mentioning when the Gemara says, whenever we have the option of kula v'chumra, l'chumra makshinan, Prima Gadim writes in Psicha Kolelis, Chelik Aleph Os Yud, that this din of l'kula l'chumra, when you try and figure out which way to make the hekish, l'chumra makshinan, is really just a ramification of Savik Daraisa l'chumra. That whenever we know the hekish is being made one direction or the other, so hekish is daraisa. We're not sure which way to make the hekish. Savik daraisa l'chumra. So we go l'chumra. It's the achronim are all bothered by that. Prima Gadim Rav Kiva Eger in his Chuvas and Rav Yosef Engel in Asfan daraisa that they point out that Tosos and Baba Kama Dav Gimel quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that it's a din gamur. It's not just a safek, and they're right to this that it's the l'chumra makshinan. Based on that, the Gemara in Yevamos Pater Arayos from Yibam and Chalitza based on the Chumra Makshinan. If it was only a Suffolk, you wouldn't pat from Yibam and Chalitza, you'd go to Chumra all over the place. You wouldn't say, oh, the Chumra Makshinan, so that's the din, and therefore we go completely with the Chumra Kish. You would go to the other side also if it was if that was the Chumra. Okay, so that was all the first two possibilities of how we know that there's no Tzvi Kiddushin by Arayos. Now the Gemara moves on to possibility number three. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Asya b'kal v'chomer miyavama. We learn it from a kal v'chomer from Yavama. Uma Yavama she belav lo tafsi b'kiddushin, chayvim isu chayv krisus lo kolshkein. If Yavama, which is only a lav, it's not even kares, it's only a lav, and there's no tfisas kiddushin by Yavama l'shuk, if a woman is awaiting yibum, there's no tfisas kiddushin, so too, those that are more serious, isu chayvim isu, chayv krisus, all the more so, there should be no tfisas kiddushin. Frakta Gemara, okay, but if we're going to learn from Yavama, granted it wouldn't be a kal v'chomer, but through a Mehmet Sinu we should say all chayavei lavin should have no tvisas kiddushin yahachi, shar chayavei lavin nami. Every chayavei lav should not have tvisas kiddushin, we're going to learn from Yavama. So a Kohen marries a grusha, they shouldn't be married. There should be no tvisas kiddushin. So I'm Rav Papa, chayavei lavin behedik sivuhu. No, we have a pasuk that tells us that even when the marriage is forbidden, it's still a marriage. That there could be such a thing as a forbidden marriage, that's still a marriage. Why? What does the pasuk say? Ki siyana li'ish shtei nashim. If a man has two wives, ha'achas ha'uva v'achas nua, one is beloved and one is hated. What? V'chiyesh nua l'fnei ha'makom v'ahuva l'fnei ha'makom? Does Hashem hate some people and love others? No. Ela ahuva, ahuva b'nisu eha. Ahuva means that she's beloved in her marriage, meaning that Hashem is happy about this marriage. Snua, snua b'nisu eha. Snua means Hashem is not happy about this marriage. So it's a forbidden marriage. V'kama rachmana kisiyena. And yet the Torah still says kisiyena. Siyena, and Siyena is a Lashon of Havaya, a Lashon Kiddushin. So you see Beferish in the Pasuk, that generally speaking, Chayav Elav and Aftfisas Kiddushin. Yavama is an exception, and we are able to learn from Yavama, Kal V'chomer to Chayav Ekris, Chayav Misbezdin, that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. But generally speaking, Chayav Elav and Aftfisas Kiddushin, because it says, Ki Siyena. Tosus raises the question that why don't we say Nida Tochiach, that it's Bekares, and nevertheless there is Tfisas Kiddushin. So he has several Terutzim to that. But more fundamentally over here, what's this drasha that the Torah says, Ahachas Ahuva, Vahachas Nua? So Tosus raises the question, maybe, so we said, oh, what does it mean? Is that there are Ahuva l'fnei ha'makom, Snua l'fnei ha'makom? It must mean that she's married be'isr. That's what Snua means. So Tosus says, well, maybe Ahuva means that she's a tzadekas. And Snua meaning, why does Hashem love her? Because she's a tzadekas. And Snua means she's a terrible person. So that's why Hashem doesn't like her. She's terribly wicked. So Tosfos suggests that it's the hemshech of the pasuk that it can't translate the pasuk that way, because the pasuk goes on to say lo yuchal levakeres ben ha'ahuva al pnei ben asnua, that you can't favor one child over the other. So it sounds like there's makom to have thought that there's reason to put one of the children in front of the other. But if snua means that she's not not that she's not a tzaddikas, why can't her son be a bechor? Meaning it's nothing to do with her. Why does the kid get punished? Just because the mother is doesn't behave properly, you're going to punish the kid? There wouldn't even be a havamina for that. So it must be that the havamina to say that the kid is not a bechor is because there's something wrong with this marriage, and he's a product of this marriage. Not that there's something wrong with her personally. Something wrong with her personally shouldn't affect him. But something wrong with this marriage, there's a havamina to say that maybe the child would not be a bechor. So Sarash suggests that Ahuva, it says that by Kisiyena, sounds like the reason she's Ahuva is Tihiyena, is the Havaya. So it sounds like we're learning about the marriage, that it's Ahuva and Snua. Rashi says that the Gemara assumes that Ahuva and Snua is automatically Hashem loves her or hates, right? That it's just that the Havamina, we didn't understand why Hashem would love or hate. It must be that he loves or hates the marriage. Well, why don't we just say that it's the husband? That Ahuva Ahachas, a man marries a woman, two women. One is Ahuva, one is Snua. He likes one better than the other. Why not say it's about the husband? So Shitul Anodolami says that, well, Rashi says that you wouldn't have to say that it doesn't affect Dina Yerusha. It would be obvious that that shouldn't affect Dina Yerusha. That just because you like one wife over the other, that you're allowed to favor that one's child over the other. Shitul Anodolami says that if it was talking about Sinas Habal, it would not have said Ahuva and Snua. It would have said Ha'achas Ye'ahav Va'achas Yisna, that the Baal is already the subject of the pasuk, so we would say he hates he. Instead of saying she is hated, we would say he hates her or he loves her. Okay, says Gemara Vaitina. So what did we just learn over here? That sometimes there's a marriage that's, most of the time, there's a marriage, even when there's a marriage that's forbidden, Chayavei Lavin, still Kisi Yana, there's still Kiddushin. Fractal Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Damar in Kiddushin, Tosim Bechayavei Lavin, Kitiyana B'may Mokim. And what does Rabbi Akiva hold? That there is no Kiddushin Bechayavei Lavin. What's he going to do with that Pasuk? That Pasuk seems to be telling me there's a Snua B'nisueha, and there is Kiddushin. Rabbi Akiva says, not so. Whenever it's Chayavei Lavin, there's no Kiddushin. So, Balman El Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Akiva would assume that even though, generally speaking, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin Bechayavei Lavin, Alman El Kohen Gadol is an exception. Alman El Kohen Gadol, even though it's Chayavei Lavin, there is Tfisas Kiddushin. Uk Rabbi Simai, assuming like Rabbi Simai's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, Detani Rabbi Simai Omer Minakola Rabbi Akiva is a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva would say the child of any forbidden union is a mamzer. Chutz me'alman l'kohen gadol, except for alman l'kohen gadol, shayam retora lo yichalel, because the Torah says an alman marries kohen gadol, don't do it because lo yichalel zara. You don't want to be mechalel the children. Chilulam osa ve'inos mamzerus. You see that when an alman marries a kohen gadol, the worst ramification of that is that there is chalolos that emerges from there. But we do not say that there is mamzerus that emerges from there. So obviously there is tfisas kiddushin when an almana marries a kohen gadol. So that's what Rabbi Kiva will say the pasuk is talking about. Pasuk says one of the women is a snua. Who's that? It must be that we're talking about an almana of the kohen gadol, and still kiti yana, that there's still havaya, there's still kiddushin. Frankly, Gemara, that's good if you understand like Rabbi Simai understands Rabbi Akiva. Ule Rabbi Sheva Avdam Rabbah Benitzvah Chalakiv Ben Yosef Sheyomer Kol Shein Lo Biya Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. What if you understand Rabbi Akiva the way Rabbi Sheva understands him? That there are no exceptions. That all Chayavei Lavin Havlad Mamzer. That there is no such thing as Chayavei Lavin where there's Tfisas Kiddushin. Then what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with the Pasuk of Ha'achas Nua Kisiyena, that there's kiddushin by a snua. So hanichal Rabbi Sheva v'la fukumid Rabbi Simai kasi shapir. Well, the truth is, if Rabbi Sheva was just telling us that all chayavei lavin Rabbi Akiva would say the vlad is a mamzer, we can still make sense of this pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva. We can still say that the pasuk is talking about snua b'nisuea chayavei asei. That what's even on a lower level iser than chayavei lavin, but it's still snua b'nisuea. Chayav Yasei. So Rabbi Kiva will say, yeah, that's some Chayav Yasei, that there's Tfisas Kiddushin Chayav Yasei. But Eli'i Taima Dinaf Sheika Amar, Vafil Chayav Yasei, B'may Mokim La. But if Rabbi Yesheva is just saying his own reasoning, he's saying he's not commenting on Rabbi Simai, and he's literally saying that according to Rabbi Kiva, Kol She'ein Lo Bia B'Yisrael of Vlad Mamzer, that he means that literally. Whenever there's any prohibition in this relationship, whenever this relationship is problematic, whether it be Mises Beis Din, Krisos, Lavin, or even Aseh, the Vlad's going to be Mamzer. If that's what Rabbi Kiva holds, then he's really stuck. Then what are you going to do with the Pasuk of a Snua, a forbidden relationship, and yet that the Vlad is, and yet Kitiyana, that there's going to be a Tfisas Kiddushin, if Rabbi Akiva really holds every forbidden relationship is a Mamzer and there's no Tfisas Kiddushin? Answers Gemara, even if you hold Chayavi Aseh, are Vlad Mamzer, Bebulul Kohen Gadol. Bulul Kohen Gadol is an exception. There would be Tfisas Kiddushin by a non-Besula and a Kohen Gadol, even though it's Chayav Yaseh. Umayshna, why would Bulul Kohen Gadol be an exception? Mishum Davil Yaseh, Shein Shavu Bekol. It's a weaker Aseh, because it's an Aseh that doesn't apply to everybody, it only applies to a Kohen Gadol. V'Rabbanan Ademukilu B'Chayav Elavin, Nukma B'Chayav Yaseh. When instead of the Rabbanan saying that the Pasuk is talking about Chayav Elavin, meaning now we're flipping the question around on the Rabbanan, we have this pasuk that tells us that there's snua b'nisuha and that there's in such a marriage kitiyana, that there is kiddushin. How does that necessarily teach you that chayavei lav enough kiddushin? Maybe it's just teaching you that chayavei aseh have kiddushin, but maybe einachinami chayavei lavin have no tefisas kiddushin. And so Gemara, hani chayavei aseh b'mayninu. What's the case of chayavei aseh that we will be talking about? Ishtein mitzrios, shtein snuos. If they're both mitzrios, then they would both be called snuos. Iachas mitzrios v'achas yisraelis. If one of them was chayavei aseh and one of them was perfectly good, shtei nashim me'am echad be'inan. But you need two women from the same nation. If it says a man takes two women, presumably they're both of the same nationality, at least. They have at least that much in common. And it's just one is Ahuva, one is Snua. So you can't say it's Chayav Yaseh, because the only Chayav Yaseh we could think of are women from other nations. So then you wouldn't have Achas Snua v'Achas Ahuva. Wouldn't make sense. Ibalul Kohen Gadol, and if it's Bulul Kohen Gadol, that's the Chayav Yaseh. Miksiv Tiyana L'Kohen? It says Tiyana L'Ish. If it was only about Bulul Kohen Gadol, it would have said Tiyana L'Kohen. It would have, the Pasuk would have tipped us off that we're talking about Kohuna over here. But it never said a word about Kohuna over here. So that's why the Rabbanan know it can't be about Chayav Yaseh. It must be about Chayav Ilavin. But Rabbi Kiva held it is about Chayav Yaseh. Rabbi Kiva bal korch shafke lekra davidachah gemukay nafshe. You have no other choice. So you know what you're going to say that it can't be Chayav Yaseh because it says shtei nashim sounds more like they're from the same nation. All right, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I mean, that's not so mukrach. So if you're forced into making a drasha from this pasuk about Chayav Yaseh, it's not the end of the world. You could still squeeze it into the pasuk, but he's left with no other option. Then now we're going back to the last category that we mentioned in the Mishnah. If you remember in the Mishnah that we learned the other day, we had said that there are four types of relationships with different repercussions for the yichus of the children. So the last category we had is someone who, if a man sleeps with a woman who has no marriage with anybody, who would have would not be allowed to marry anybody. Who's that? A Gaya, a Shivcha. Then the halach is the Vlad is miyuchas achareha. The child is her child, not the Jewish man's child. So says the Gemara. V'kol mi she'ein la alav v'lo al acherim kiddushin. If there's no kiddushin for this woman with anybody, the child is miyuchas achareha. So Gemara wants to know what the source is. Shivcha kananis minalan. How do I know that shivcha kananis, that there's no kiddushin, and that the child is going to be her child, not his? Amar v'na makra, shvu lechem po imachamor. Am hadom alechamar. We darshin when Avram tells Yisrael shvulachem po machamar that it's Eliezer. So am hadom alechamar. So he's an am hadom alechamar that it's like a chamar that there's no tefisas kiddushin. So Ashkan lo tafsi ba kiddushi. So yeah, that teaches us there's no tefisas kiddushin. Vlada kamosa minalan. How do I know vlada kamosa that the child is going to be miyuchas achareha? Well, what's the other option? What would we assume over here? Tosfos points out in the top of from Riata Mashma, Dachi Perusho, name of the Yisrael Abal Shivcha Vlad Kosher. That we're trying to suggest that what? That Vlad should be kosher? That even though there's no Tzitzkidushin, Vlad should be kosher? Ve'echinuchal ha'achshir ben kiddushin v'yesh aveira. If there's no kiddushin and it's an aveira, how could that be more kosher than yesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira? Than when there's an aveira but there is Tzitzis kiddushin, where we say the Vlad is holy chachar pogum. By Tfisas Kiddushin, where there is an Avera, we say the Vlad is Halichachar Pagam. Now we're trying to suggest that when there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, and an Aveira, the Vlad should just be kosher? What kind of Hava Amina? So Tosa suggests, Vinir Dachi Prusho, Vlada Kamoa Minolan, Shaloye Kari Benol Shum Dovar. What we're asking is, how do I know that there's no relationship whatsoever with the father? That meaning, of course, the Vlad is going to be at least pugum. But how do I know that he's not even considered the father's mamzer son? Lo li yorshov, lo li tamelo. Yeah, maybe Enoch Nami is a mamzer, but he's not the father's. He can't yarshin the father. He can't be metame to him. If the father's a kohen, he can't be metame to the kid. Not to be miyabim meishas achiv, and not to pater eishas av miyibim. If nothing, if the father then goes and gets married and doesn't have any children and dies, his wife is going to need Yibum. Aye, but he brought this kid into the world. No, it's not his kid. That's what we're asking. How do we know that there's no Yichus whatsoever with the father? Of course the kid's going to be Pasul on some level, Pasul moms or something. But how do I know that there's no Yichus whatsoever? That's what we're really asking. So Damakra, he isha viladeh tiel adonah. Pasuk says the woman and her children belong to the master. So you see that it's the woman and her children are together. That it's the woman and her children are miyuchas achareha and not miyuchas acharav. Great, that teaches us about a shivcha. That a shivcha, there's no tefisas kiddushin. That by a shivcha, there's no yichus. How do I know the same is true if a man sleeps with a nachris, with a non-Jew, that there's no tefisas kiddushin, and that the child is going to be miuchas achareha, the child's not going to be Jewish. Amar kra lo sischatin bam. Torah says, lo sischatin bam, can't marry them. So we're darshaning that it means there is no chitun. Not that you can't, but that it doesn't, not just that it's forbidden, but that it doesn't work. So good, so now I see there that there's no tefis kiddushin. How do I know the child's going to be just like her? Bincha, Bami Yisraelis, Kare Bincha. That only a son who comes from Yisraelis is called Bincha. Vein Bincha, Bami Novadz Chavim, Kare Bincha El Bina. But a son who comes from Novadz Chavim is not called Bincha, rather it's Bina. How do you see that? It just says that Kiyasir is Bincha Me'acharai, that it doesn't say anything about Ben Haba Me'ovad Chavim. So Rashi says, Lav Mikra Diekla, Elahachikam. It's not really a deek from the pasuk. What we're really saying is, Midalo Kapit Kra, Aben HaNolad Mimena, from the fact that we don't care what happens to the kid. You know, he's Yasir Me'acharai, okay, meaning we're not bothered by that. It's because he's not a Jew. That's the raya, that he's not a Jew, because if he was a Jew, we care what happens, and we care about every single Jew, and what happens to him spiritually. Amar Avina Shema Mina Ben Bidcha Haba Mina Ovid Chavim Kari Bincha. That the son of a daughter who's Ba Mina Ovid Chavim is from the fact that we call a Bas Yisrael a Ba Mina Ovid Chavim, we call the Ben of a Bas Yisrael a Ba Mina Ovid Chavim Bincha, we see that he's called Bincha. So Neymar Ksav Ravina Ovid Chavim Vever Abal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. So should we then say that an Ovid Chavim or Eved that sleeps with the Bas Yisrael, the child's going to be a Mamzer? Because this is Bincha, so maybe that carries with it Mamzerus, meaning it's not a guy, so maybe it should be a Mamzer. So it says, well, no, Nihid de Kasher Lohavi, Mamzer Lohavi. He's not Kasher, but he's not a Mamzer either. Pasul Mikri. It's instead what we call Pasul. Instead of, it's not Kasher, it's not Mamzer, it's Tam, it's what we would call Pasul. So says Gemara, great. So where do we learn that by a guy there's no tefisas kiddushin, and that the vlad is going to be miyuchas sacharel from lo sischatin bam? We learned it. So says Gemara, who b'shiva goyim k'siv sharumos minolan. I only know that about the lo sischatin bam is not said about all goyim. It's said about the seven nations. How do I know by all other goyim as well that there's no tefisas kiddushin, and that the vlad is miyuchas sachareha? So we learn to teach from there all the Masirim, that anyone who would be Maser, anyone who would lead someone astray, which would be any non-Jew, it has nothing to do with the Shiva Umos per se. It's actually a very fascinating discussion, how we know that you're not allowed to marry a guy, or that you're not allowed to sleep with a guy, for example. So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim. It's not so pasha where it says it in the Torah. So lo sischatin bam is the easiest one pasuk to point to because it sounds the most like the Isser to marry a guy. Problem is, we say beferish over here. That's only about the Zayin Umos. So, you know, it's Rabbi Bleich wrote an article once on this topic in the RJJ Journal. He started the article, he said, marrying a guy is the worst thing in the world. We tear Kriya over it, and it's, you know, it's Dorit Doros, and it's a... But on a technical level, it's a worthy discussion to have of where the Isser is in the Torah. Is it only an Isser Drabbanon? Can you even say such a thing, that it's only an Isser Drabbanon? So it's not so clear. From Pinchas, maybe, that Bekano is Kenasi, that Rabbol Aram is Kanoi and Pogimbo. So Rabbol Aram is, and there happens to be a Kanoi around, so you're allowed to kill him. So it must be that if there's no Kanoi around, they're at least violating Isser Doraisa. But maybe that's only Befarhesia. How do I know that even Betsina is an Isser? So it's an interesting discussion. Maybe not for right now. So Hanich Rabbi Shimon the Darsh time of the Kra El Rabban my time. So this whole drasha that Kol Masirim, anyone who's going to be Masir as Bincha is going to be included in the lack of Tvisas Kiddushin and the Yichus following the non-Jewish mother. So that works if you hold like Rabbi Shimon that we follow that we are Dorish time of the Kra. But if you hold like the Rabban that we're not Dorish time of the Kra, so we can't just say oh Kol Masirim are included. So then what's the source? Amar Kra va'achar kein tavoy leo va'alta. That the pasuk says that afterwards, that when you take the Yafas Tawar and then she finally converts, then Tavoyla Va'alta, which implies that before that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. When she's still a Gaya, there is no Tfisas Kiddushin. So Ashkan Lo Tafsiba Kiddushin, Vlada Kamosa Minolan. Yeah, that just tells me with a Gaya who's not from the Zayin Humos that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. How do I know that the Vlad is going to be Miucha Sachareha? Amakra ki siena liish viyoldu lo. Pasuk says ki siena liish viyoldu lo. Kol heicha de krinbe ki siena krinbe viyoldu lo. Whenever there is havaya, whenever we could say ki siena, that's where we say viyoldu lo. But kol heicha de lo krinbe, I mean viyoldu lo, meaning and they're his kids, not just her kids. They're miyuchas acharav. They're actually his kids. But kol heicha de lo krinbe ki siena lo krinbe viyoldu lo. And whenever we can't say ki siena, there's no viyoldu lo. If that's the case, frankly, Gemara Shivchanami, then the same thing should apply to a Shivcha, that the Vlad should be just like her. We should learn from this pasuk. We shouldn't need the pasuk that we quoted previously of Ima Chamar, Ama Doma L'Chamar. I mean, the question over here by Shivchanami is not that the Halacha should be the same by a Shivcha. It is the same by a Shivcha. What we're asking is, we should learn the Shivcha from this pasuk. We shouldn't need a pasuk of Ima Chamar, Ama Doma L'Chamar to tell me that a Shivcha, the Vlad is Miucha Sachara, and that there's no Tvius Kiddushin. Says Gemara Ein Chinami. You're right. We can learn the Shivcha from this pasuk as well. El Yisha Viladeh Tiel Adonel Lamali. So what do I need Yisha Viladeh Tiel Adonel and Amadom El Chamor? What do I need all that for? Lichedit Tanya. We need the pasuk for the following. Ha'omer L'Shivchaso Harei At Baschorin Uvladcha Eved Havlad Kamosa Divra Biyosegalili. If a person says to his Shivcha, you're going to be a Baschorin. I'm freeing you, but your Vlad, your child, that the Vlad I want to keep. He's staying with me as an Eved. So how do I know that doesn't work? That the Vlad is still going to be Kamosa. He's going to be Meshuchrer. The halacha is that if someone says that Rabbi Yosef Glili says the Vlad is Meshuchrer, the Vlad is free, it doesn't work. The Chum Omrim Dvarav Kayam. The Chum say no, it works. Mishum Shnemar Yishevilodeh Tiel Adonai, because the pasuk says Yishevilodeh Tiel Adonai. Now Yishevilodeh Tiel Adonai is associated with the Chachamim. Apparently, it's a raya to the Chachamim, right? That Yishevilodeh Tiel Adonai is being used to teach the Shita of the Chachamim that if you try to free the Shivcha and keep the Avadim, keep the children as Avadim, that works. So ask him, my Talmuda. Isha Viladeh sounds like the children are going to be whatever the mother is. How does that prove the Chachamim that you can free the mother and keep the kids as Avadim? So I'm Rav Ad Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Pasuk is not really a Hemshech of what the Chacham Shita is. It's really a Hemshech of Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita, that you cannot free the mother and keep the children as Avadim because the Isha Viladeh Tiel Adonai. As long as the Isha is a Shivcha, then the Vladim are Adonai. But when the Isha is no longer a Shivcha, then the Vladim are no longer Ladoneha. Now, just an important point on this whole issue of Avadim not being having Tfis Kiddush and the children being Miuchas Akareyam. Rav Chaim points out in Yisur Bia, Perik Yud Gimel, Halach Yud Beis, that in our Sugi you see that from the fact that there's no Tfis Kiddush by a guy, that's not enough of a reason to automatically say that there's no Tfis Kiddush by an Eved, because after all, an Eved's a guy. Because we learn from Amad Omer al-Khamar that an Eved doesn't have Tfis Kiddushin. We don't learn it from the fact that there's no Tfis Kiddushin by a Goy automatically. It's only if you have a Drasha that actually covers both. We don't say, well, an Eved's a Goy, so automatic. Why? He says, also Muchach, from the fact that there's no Tfis Kiddushin by an Eved, you can't necessarily learn that there's no Tfis Kiddushin by a Goy. That you can't learn one from the other. Because even if once you have the Drasha by an Eved, we still go ahead and look for a Drasha by a Goy. So Chaim explains that a Goy, you can't learn from Eved because Eved has mitzvos yadus, and Eved is chayv mitzvos ki'isha, so he's a little bit of a Jew. The fact that an Eved is lotov's kiddushin is because that the Eved has dinim that are specific to an Eved of the amadom el chamor element, that he has certain things that are unique to an Eved. We also can't learn that there's no tzvi's kiddushin by a goy from the fact that there's no tzvi's kiddushin by an Eved, because the fact that there's no tzvi's kiddushin by an Eved is because of the Avdus Shabo, the Amadom El Chamor, that he has a din like a Chamor, which is not true of a guy. Not everyone who's a guy has that element. So the Eved has an upper hand over the guy, so to speak, in that he's Chayv and Mitzvah. So he has somewhat a little bit of Yadus, he has a little bit of Yiddishkeit. The guy is no Yiddishkeit, but he's not Amadom El Chamor. So each one is a little bit different. The qualities are a little bit different from each other. And Reb Chaim uses that to explain a lot of dinim, but Bez Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Thank you.